Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. If you've been with us the last couple of weeks, you know we've been talking about missions and the call upon your life, the call upon my life. And at this very time, I'm in Africa speaking to you, and so I just praise the Lord for the open doors, and we're going to be talking about open doors and closed doors here in just a minute. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, if you are a believer, if you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, and you have come to a saving knowledge of His grace upon your life, that you are now called out, you are no longer just another person walking around on this earth with no purpose and no plan and no destiny, that you are a marked person, that you have been called out of the world, and you are now been given, you have now been given a charge, you have been given a commission, and that commission is to go, and it may be just to go to your neighbor and serve them a meal or take them a hot meal, or it may be to go to the hospital and visit the sick, or it may be to go into the prison and visit those who are incarcerated, or it may be to give money to a missionary, and in that way you can go also because you're walking with them and providing for them with your provision. But the long and short of it is that you have been called, and you are now in the army of the Lord. You're in a battle, and you have been commissioned to go out on the battlefield. And Jesus said in Matthew 28:19 that all authority in heaven and earth had been given to him, and then he passed that authority on to the disciples, and he said to go into all the world and preach the gospel and teach and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching all that he had commanded them, and lo, he would be with us always, even unto the end of the age. So that scripture includes a commandment, and the commandment is that you are to go, but it also includes a very encouraging admonition, and that is that he will be with us, and that he will be with us no matter where we go, and even to the end of the age. So it's either the end of your age or the end of the age of the Lord when he comes back to rapture the church and take us out. And so as you go, you know that the Holy Spirit is with you, and that you are not walking alone. Even you may be traveling alone, as I have done in Africa the last 3 years. I've traveled by myself as a person coming from 8,000, 10,000 miles away, and it's a great witness and testimony when you do that, when you go visit people in the name of the Lord and you give them encouragement, you speak blessings over them, you speak the word of the Lord over them, and so they take note of that. It's a great encouragement to their spirit to know that someone would do that, would come from America or come from far away to give them encouragement. And so I just encourage you to take seriously your call and the commission that Jesus has spoken over your life. Take it seriously and step out, whatever the Lord is calling you to do, in whatever way he is calling you to step out and to move forward in your life. Maybe it's to go into the prison to preach. Maybe it's to step up in your church and become a deacon or an elder, or take some position of responsibility in your church. But however God is calling you, I just encourage you to move forward in that way. The blessings will be yours. Well, last week we talked about the open door, how Paul and Barnabas were given the open door when they prayed over them. In Acts 13, chapter 2, it says, while they were ministering to the Lord, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. And so there, brothers and sisters, is a description of the first missionary journey outside of Jerusalem. There's the first missionary journey of Paul and Silas, and they went out into the Greek Isles and into Asia to preach the word. And so that is what God still calls us to do. I can remember when an open door came for me to go to Costa Rica way back years ago, at about 2006. I had made no plans to go to Costa Rica, didn't even know there was anybody going or that there was a trip planned. And some friends of mine showed up in church one Sunday morning, and I sat down beside them, and they told me about a trip that they were going to take to visit the Quebecer indigenous people in Costa Rica, down in the jungle of southern Costa Rica, and they were going to be leaving in just 3 days on Wednesday of that next week. So I had 3 days to pray and make plans to go with them. And so I said, Lord, do you want me to go? What is your plan here, Lord? And they had invited me to go, and I thought, wow, this is going to be really fast if this happens. And so I said, Lord, you show me. If you want me to go, you show me, and you open the door for me. And so that night, the Lord gave me a dream, which he will do. He will give you a dream. He'll give you a vision. He may give you a prophetic word, or somebody may call you and speak over you. Just be open if that's what you want to do. If you pray to the Lord and ask him to show you, he will show you. And so the Lord gave me a dream that night, and he showed me that I was in a canoe, in a dugout canoe, with these Quebecer people going down a river, and that we stepped out of the canoe and onto the sandbar, and then went on in through this cane field up towards the village of the Quebecers. And that dream was a very significant dream, but it showed me that the Lord wanted me to be there with these people, that he wanted me going down the river, which was the river of life. And the interesting thing is, when I got down there to Costa Rica, when I got down in the region of the Quebecers at Turrialba, Costa Rica, I saw that very same canoe in the vestibule of a big restaurant up on a mountain above Turrialba, where we stopped to eat for a meal on the way down into the Quebecer reservation. I saw that very same dugout canoe. It was in the vestibule. It was just a kind of, you would say, a historical relic or a historical artifact that was in the vestibule of this restaurant. And so the Lord showed me that very thing that he had seen, that he had shown me in a dream. And in addition, when we got down to the Quebecer village, I was shocked by the fact that we came down off the mountain and there was that very river we had to cross. It was called the Chiripo River, and we had to cross that very river that he had also shown me in the dream. So the Lord confirmed in the natural what he'd shown me in the supernatural by showing me the very things in the natural world that he had shown me in that dream. Well, to make a long story short, I had a great time ministering to the Quebecers, and I went back for another 3 years, and some amazing things happened there. But just tell you that to let you know that if you ask the Lord to show you an open door, he will show it to you, and then the choice is yours. Do you want to obey the Lord when he opens the door for you? Do you want to be obedient to him? If you do, then you will receive that blessing that comes from walking with the Lord. Well, in Mark 10:29, Jesus says to the disciples, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands, that is, farms, for my sake and for the gospel, who shall not receive a hundredfold blessing now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." And then he closes up this passage of scripture in verse 31. He says, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first." Well, what's he saying here? He's saying, when you leave those things that are important to you, whether it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your wife, your children, and this isn't an encouragement for divorce, and it's not an encouragement for separation or abandoning your family for the gospel. If you have responsibilities to your family, you take care of your responsibilities first to your wife, to your children. But if you have those responsibilities taken care of, and this is the beauty about short-term mission trips, you can go for a week. Anybody can go for a week or two, and you can get away from your responsibilities for just a short time to go serve the Lord. And it may whet your appetite. It may stimulate a desire in you for a greater mission, a greater calling, a greater time of going out into the world to preach the gospel or to share the good news or to build houses for the kingdom or whatever. But Jesus is saying there's going to be a 100-fold blessing for you when you step out and you go through that open door. When you make a conscious decision that you're going to do more for the kingdom than just sit in church each Sunday or listen to a radio broadcast or whatever it is you are doing for the kingdom. When you make a conscious decision to step out in a greater measure, God says, oh, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you that 30, 60, and 100-fold blessing, and that 100-fold blessing, brothers and sisters, that's the greatest pay you'll ever make here on this earth. That's the greatest wages that you'll ever collect here on this earth. But in addition to that, says the Lord, you will receive persecutions, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. In other words, you're going to be guaranteed eternal life in the age to come, but as you step out, you're going to experience a higher level of warfare, higher level, more devil. As you step out and are obedient to where the Lord calls you to go and obedient to what the Lord calls you to do, you're not only going to receive that hundredfold blessing, the joy, the peace, just the satisfaction, the fulfillment of knowing that you're working with the Lord, that you're serving the Lord, that you're being obedient to Him, you're walking through the open doors that He has for you. But in addition to that, you're going to receive more persecutions, not only from the devil, not only from people who aren't saved and aren't believers, but you'll receive more from those status quo Christians, those who are happy to be doing nothing. You're going to receive more persecution from them because I want you to know that the devil is working through them to keep them in the status quo, if that makes sense. That the devil is working through them to keep the brakes on the movement of the gospel and to keep everything in the status quo so that nothing happens, no supernatural, and there's no excitement, there's no desire or passion. They're basically lukewarm. And so you'll receive persecutions, and not just from the unbelieving world and the natural world, but you're going to receive persecutions even from those in the church, even maybe some of your brothers and sisters in the church. They will come to you and they will persecute you for breaking out and really moving forward with fire into the kingdom. Well, we talked about the open door. Now I'm going to talk about the closed door. And there are times when the Holy Spirit will reveal to you that you are not to go through certain doors, that certain doors are closed to you. And I'm going to refer to a scripture here in Acts 16, verse 5. And this is Paul and Silas on their missionary journey. And it says, the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. And verse 6, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. And after they had come down to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. And so here is a passage of scripture. It certainly speaks of closed doors, that they were forbidden to preach the word in Asia. And then the Holy Spirit, again, in verse 7, shows them that the Spirit did not permit them to try to go into Bithynia. And so they passed down to Mysia, where they came to Troas. And then Paul was given a vision by the Lord. A man from Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so that's exactly what happened with me. The vision that I had, the dream the Lord gave me about going to see the Quebecer people, and a part of that dream that I didn't share yet was that as I was going down the river in this dugout canoe, I was paddling with a big feather that was over my head and down into the water. I was paddling with this big feather that was over my head. And the Lord was just showing me in this dream that he would be my covering, that I would be under his wings, and so that he would cover me every step of the way. Well, the amazing thing was, after that dream on Sunday night, on Monday, I called to get a passage on the airplane going out of Denver. I called to get a ticket, and I actually was able to get that ticket for a cheaper price than my brother and sister who were going to Costa Rica, and they had purchased their ticket 6 weeks before, and I was able to get my ticket at a cheaper price than they were, as they had purchased their ticket 6 weeks before. Well, most of you know that doesn't happen very often in the airline industry. Well, back to the scripture in Acts 16, we don't know why Paul and Silas were forbidden to go into Asia at that time. Maybe it had to do with their safety. We just know that the Lord spoke this to them, the Holy Spirit spoke it to them, and when the Holy Spirit speaks, you be obedient, whether it's to go or whether to stay or whether to stop, and that's the reason you need to pray and ask the Lord where the open door is, and then if he shows you, then you be obedient to go through that open door. Now, Jesus said, I am the open door. John 10, verse 9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. And so this refers not only to salvation. Jesus is the open door to salvation. He is the open door into the kingdom of God. And he is the open door into eternal life with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But he's also the open door on missions. He's the open door for service into the kingdom. And when you walk through him, you will be protected. You will be saved. That doesn't mean you're never going to go through persecution. It doesn't mean you're never going to go through trials. It just means when you're going through that open door, then you are in the center of the will of God. But you will have opposition because the world hates you. Jesus said in John 15:18, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And then in verse 20, Jesus says, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. And so as you think about your calling, as you think about fulfilling that great commission where Jesus says to go unto all the nations, as you think about what is your part in going, well, maybe if you are physically infirm and not strong enough to go, brother and sister, you can send somebody. You can write out a check and send somebody. You can send a missionary, and in that way you can partner with them. And maybe you're strong enough to go. There are short-term missions all over the place, to Indian reservations, to Mexico, to Central America, to Haiti. Many people in the last 5-10 years have gone to Haiti to help them rebuild after that earthquake. And there are many ways that you can serve the kingdom. There are many ways that you can go. But understand this, you will have opposition. That the world hates you, the devil will inspire people to come against you. But understand and know this, that if you are a servant of the master, if they persecuted the master, they're going to persecute you. If they hated the master, they will hate you also. But take that, brothers and sisters, don't take it personally, but take that as a badge of honor. Take that as a stripe to put on your gospel armor, on your uniform that you put on for the kingdom of God, and just be proud in, and not in a boastful way. Boast in the kingdom. Boast in the Lord Jesus. Be proud of the fact that you're serving with the King of Kings, that you are serving with the Lord of Hosts, the Captain of the Lord of Hosts. He is the general of your army. He is the leader of your platoon, and as you go out, he will protect you, he will guide you, he will show you the open doors, he will close doors where he does not want you to go. And brother and sister, you can be assured that when Jesus opens doors, no man can shut it. And when Jesus closes doors, no man can open it. And if you are obedient to him, the fulfillment, the joy, the peace, and just the understanding that you are walking with the Lord, it will come over you, and it will give you great peace and great joy in knowing that you're serving the Lord. Well, again, I'm speaking to you from Africa this day, and I pray you keep the Africa Mission lifted up in prayers for souls. We're going into the Congo this week and doing a three-day crusade in Goma. And if you want to be a part of that Goma crusade, you can just send a support check, a contribution to Gather the Outcast Ministry, and you too can be a part of the Goma Mission and bring souls to know the Lord Jesus Christ here in the far-off reaches, the deep part of Africa, and go into all the nations, even the Democratic Republic of Congo. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you have a great week. God bless you. Tune in again next week.